About that pretty brown frame, and I don't mean the Impala that you just hopped out of. Don't worry about your business, you must be religious. It's God done took her time, and you're tired of hearing those same old lines. And I'm talking about something new. I know we can't do the same you. Don't give a damn about the things I told ya. Cause they don't have a clue, but they don't need you like I do. You don't need champagne, you'd rather be held tight and maintained. I wanna know everything about you.
You ever know? This is the waitress from the coffee house on 39th and Lennox. You know, the one with the braids. Yeah. Well, I see you on Wednesdays all the time. You come in every Wednesday on your lunch break, I think. And you always order the special with the hot chocolate. And my manager be tripping and stuff, talking about we gotta use water, but I always use some milk and cream for you, cause I think you're kinda sweet. You always got on some fly blue suit and your cufflinks are shining all bright.
Hello. Yes, we were not going to listen to that whole dialogue part of that song. But love the song. It's just like aggressively long.
Word.
Yes. Yes. So let's continue. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Bing bong.
Social topics. Let's get it.
Who's starting?
Nose goes.
Should I start this one? Okay. Today we're gonna talk about age gaps, just because
it's funny.
It's funny. Like
that's why.
Why not?
You know,
and it's interesting.
We didn't learn about it until afterwards, but the age range from the Portlock party was definitely
way older
than expected. 27, 28.
Yes.
And
I did notice that one.
That's a 10-year age gap.
That's a, yep, that's
in
a large difference.
In most societies, that party, one, more than half those people could legally drink. That is crazy.
Way more.
Way more.
But yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, how do we feel? I mean, after, I really was in shock. Like, when I first learned, I was
me
like.
Me too.
I'm honestly just like, surprised, because it just reminded me, like, tell. Yo, I'm kind of, like, old. Like, I'm not old compared to them, but, like, the fact that it's legally fine for me to do that is like kind of crazy.
Not even that, but the fact that I can chill with them or like vibe with them,
yeah,
is
yeah.
weird
that
to
made
me
you feel old.
No, it's weird, but like I'm saying, like the fact that,
yeah,
normally I'm like, yo, that's illegal, like yo, it'd be about to catch a case. So I'm like, yo, wait, that's not a case anymore, like
yeah, I didn't even think of that, wait, hold on.
True.
But yeah,
we're not even in a case. I mean, it's like, still kind of no weird, but
yeah, I don't know, that's weird that my brain first went there, but like
yeah.
But no, no, I see what you're saying.
Like, I was like, it's still weird. Like,
no,
I see what you're saying.
We were vibing with old people.
What like, is like that? What is like the oldest crazy. Y'all would be like cool with, though? Like now that we're, let's go straight to the point.
I don't know.
Like those 27-year-olds, would you be like, nah, get out of my face?
Nah, I'm not doing 27.
That's old for like,
yeah.
Damn.
I think my max. Okay, my max right now is 25.
I feel like yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, right now my max is 25.
Like, depending on what you want.
I,
also,
I mean,
like,
then
I'm
again,
no, 25
really,
year old.
I feel like 27, 28, like,
you
kind of looking for a wifey, and
yeah.
I'm not ready to have kids.
That's facts.
So, and you're
honestly,
in a different
even
point 25 of life. Like,
getting to that point where you got to take life seriously. Like,
yeah,
I'm not 25. Really taking it all that serious.
Maybe not.
I mean, you need to have a stable job. You shouldn't be at a college party. That's what I'm saying. Like, you shouldn't.
But they came back, so like I'll give them
it's
that.
Just a Lafleur High for the reunion.
Yeah.
It's a reunion.
So like I'll
thing.
Give them that because
no,
they're coming for
I'm
a reunion.
Be 10, 27 coming over here, coming to Portlock.
That's facts. There were I feel like there was no female
like,
alumni
not,
except for like
that's what
four.
That is a
all
great point.
All the girls
it was
young.
Mostly got
all
like
the girls were
the
definitely
guys.
Still in school.
Yeah, that's true.
The alum were at the football game. They were not at the house. The alum girls,
yeah.
All the ones that we saw,
so they didn't
not
come
in there.
Wow, we
it
just had a little
like,
revelation.
Like robbing the cradle, like, bro. Yeah. I had this like joke, because I was like, really, if I said the word daughter, like out of context, someone would be like, yeah, like, I
my daughter,
my,
blah blah blah,
my little girl, like, I don't want to hear about your kid, like.
You think they had children?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, there
I
was definitely
Adam
a few kids.
Five of them had children.
Yeah,
that's crazy. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
No, but going back more towards like the age gap thing, because we took a little tangent. What I'll okay start it. Well, I'll go from like three different stages of life.
Okay.
Let's say under 18.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say what 13 to 18.
Okay. What
that
about
is
it?
A larger.
What
I feel
about
like
13 to 16, 16 to 18.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what
is right. The beginning?
Like the age.
Then
like how you would group ages.
Hold on. Then
no.
Middle and then old,
no.
Right? I'm saying what is the biggest distance for those age groups? Because I feel like as you change age.
When you're old, like when old, like I'm talking.
But that's
like
what I'm saying. That's why
plus,
I'm trying to clarify.
Like I'm not saying old, like those people are old, because that's my mom. But like 50 plus, age does not matter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, because once you hit a certain maturity level. If you're late, okay, if you're not together with anybody and you're late catching up, it doesn't really matter the gap that you're going upwards. I'll say gap upwards. It doesn't matter.
Like after like 32, you can do whatever.
32?
Ooh, hold on.
That's young. That's what
Not because I've heard of a lot of relationships when someone's like 30 something and they mess around with someone like 40 or like they get like a sugar daddy.
Like,
and
it's like, okay. I say like 35.
But like if I'm like 20 something and I'm with someone like 50, that's when I'm like, oh, nah. But if I see someone who's 33,
that's what they end up with someone who's 50,
I'm going to be like, oh, wow, that's wild. But I'm not going to be like, that's nasty.
I was thinking
it's wild, like it's definitely wild, but it's not like,
I guess,
oh,
that's because
gross.
I want to have, you know, kids, I mean? Later, so that's like very yeah. much like when
this
I
isn't
was
the normal
but,
I'm saying like, but like as in a crazy relationship,
no,
like,
I see what you're saying.
I feel like it's not that,
but also, you know, white people have children like later on than like black people, like around that age is when they have kids. And like
you said 50,
no, like 32.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You always do.
So you were in that parenting type mode. Like, I think once you're in that parenting type mode,
why
are
you
with
the 50-year-old?
Okay, let's take it to something that's more controversial then. If you're 19, and I picked that number specifically.
19's such a weird age.
I picked that number. We are all literally. Anyway.
It's weird.
I picked that number specifically. Obviously, because after 18, there's no... Exactly. You can't do a 17-year-old. Whatever. This was like, what is an acceptable like range of ages in your opinion?
25.
But you think it would be
as far as it goes, like
would it be bad to be, you know what I'm saying?
Is it like borderline grooming? Like when do you feel like someone's grooming?
Like I feel like 10 years is
grooming is a word we were supposed to bring in.
10 years is ridiculously crazy.
Yeah.
I don't mean, in any context, like
in any, but that's what I'm saying. Not any context
until you're okay to be able to be groomed. Like I think
what about 25 35
developed, so 25, right? When is your
I don't think it's grooming after 22, to be honest.
When
21
is your brain developing?
25 your frontal lobes are done technically, but I think once you hit like 22 21,
you
I don't
can't
think
be grooming
anymore. I think you kind of set
okay 20.
Yeah. Like you, especially
that makes sense because you're less impressionable.
Like we also are a lot of our firsts are out of the way.
Age, so 21, 22, you've already made all your mistakes.
But if you're a senior in college, I think that it's not grooming.
Yeah, because you're just not as impressionable.
To go to
you like it's a lot harder for that.
But I think if you're a sophomore, I could get groomed. I could 100% get groomed. I'm a
yeah. Put I'll that one keep it a buck
to an old or like.
I don't think I would let it slide as easily with an old, but I'm just saying, yeah. Like,
so
like
it'd be more obvious. Age do you think?
I don't know who's going to groom me. Like,
get
wait.
Away with it. Like, you would let somebody pass.
No, I'm not saying I want to get groomed. Like, I'm not saying
like,
I'm cool
would,
with it.
Like,
that's the whole
saying,
thing
like,
of grooming, though. That's the whole thing of grooming is that you don't realize that they're grooming you.
Well, like, obviously, it wouldn't be like a like, I'm saying, like, obviously, it wouldn't be a 60-year-old because you said you'd call it, right? You'd be like, all right,
how young?
What's going on?
Okay, fine. What's the youngest guy do you think that could, like, potentially be a groomer for someone 19?
That's what I was saying.
That's what she said. Yeah, I was rewording. I feel like, I don't know, if he's like 25, 26, like 26 is the one I'm like, oh, no, that's definitely like a power dynamic that's going on there.
Yeah.
But if they're like 23, I feel like I might be able to like bitch my way into that one, like not have an unnecessary power dynamic.
Yeah.
But once it hits like 25, 24, that's when I'm like, all right, there's something going on there.
True.
When?
Because even at the party, I was talking to this one boy, and then, like, I'm not saying names or anything like that, but when I realized, like, the year that he graduated college, I was like, yeah, that's kind of crazy. That, like, when you actually think about it, I was like, yeah,
We were what, freshmen?
In high school. No.
No, it was the same graduation year.
Yeah.
Just
I was
one
graduating.
Was from college.
Yeah, they were graduating college when I was graduating high school, which is wild to me.
Why are you at the same party? Once again, anyways, that's just a me thing.
Like, I mean, it's only 2 years after. I don't think it's that wild to go back to your college after 2 years.
That's facts.
But I think just in the moment, I was like, yo, I literally said in that moment, I was like, yo, I graduated high school then. But, like, pause. I was like, no, I'm 22, don't worry about it. But
you
like,
someone feel elderly.
It definitely, I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
Oh, wow,
dang,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, wait.
Also,
I think we should move this to grooming with celebrities. Take it to the pop culture thing, because I feel like it's a common conversation going on right now. Like, I feel like I'm hearing about it. Like, the whole thing about Drake and Billy Bobby Brown, people are talking about that.
What is that?
Oh, that was a long time ago, no?
Yeah, not right now. But, like, people are talking about it. Or, like, the thing with Prince.
Just friends? Is that...
Nah, he just...
He's creepy, but, like, was that it? He was creepy?
No, it's more of, like, people think that he's trying to... He's going to make moves when she's legal.
Okay.
And, like, right now, he's kind of just, like, prepping it type thing. Like, he's being a mentor. Like, he's talking to her, like, oh, like, these are, like... Watch out for this, watch out for that, like this is how you make it and stuff like that. So he puts himself in like a good light because he's like old and like she sees him in a certain way, and then once it comes to that point he gonna
didn't what's his face do that to Aaliyah?
Who? Arguably a lot of celebrities have done that.
I forgot his name.
People are saying Prince Aaliyah's
perdition to who?
His like think first wife or something like that, or first like Prince? Girlfriend Prince. Yeah, it was I saw a whole thing. People are trying to cancel Prince him because
metrosexual.
When he ended up dating like one of his like backup dancers, and they first met when she was like 16, 17, and then they ended up later like having like they were supposedly not in a relationship until she was 18, but like they were seen together like 24/7 all the time and stuff like that. And then afterwards her parents were like, yo, he like groomed her, like it was definitely not right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with celebrities grooming is a lot easier because if you have like a certain amount of status, like you can basically go to anyone and
R. Kelly.
They'll just pay attention to you.
And I knew that. It's R. Kelly. R. Kelly.
What has he not done? Like,
I was saying, like, that's the whole thing. Like, he was her producer or whatever, like showing her the ropes. But R. Kelly is.
R. Kelly.
Is he in jail? Does anyone know?
I think so. Yeah.
But are we sure that someone over grooming?
I think.
Huh?
Would y'all like cancel someone over grooming?
Yes.
I say yes, but at the end of the day, like if you're talking about like music or something, I feel like everybody will say like, oh yeah, like blah blah blah, but when their music comes out, like you'll listen.
Or like, even this is why it's being talked about now, like, is Jake Gyllenhaal and Taylor Swift.
Oh, right.
That's what people are talking about because he was like 25 when she was like 17 or like something like that.
But like they met when she was 17, or that's just,
I think they
like
started dating when she was like 18, that they waited till it was like legal. Or no, I may have been legal at that time because like different state laws, like I think once you're 16.
I don't know anything about that, but
something about there was like an age gap and people were like, it's kind of messed up because he was like her first for a lot of things.
Gotcha.
And then
she was just like his rebound now? Because she just dropped like
the Taylor's version
All Too Well or whatever, and it's like, and so she did this whole short story video thing. It was like an extended like music video or something like that, and she like had like the actors. She had Dylan O'Brien and that one girl from Stranger Things. Which are the actual ages they were when it happened. And it kind of just showed like how wild that kind of was.
Oh, she like thought about it in retrospect and was like, oh, that was terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
speaking of terrible and grooming,
the people surrounding her
and
at
all
that
this
time, she was definitely famous at that period of time. Should have definitely taken care of her. There were adults around her.
Yeah, but we all know how adults get when a kid gets famous. They suddenly don't say no. They suddenly don't put their opinions and stuff.
That's facts, but they were still around.
They still should have. No, they still should
have. Team. Like, it's very much.
Yeah.
So many people are surrounding those instances. I feel like grooming in like everyday life, like people don't have that amount of eyes looking and the amount of people that could potentially say something.
Yeah, but the way that like it works,
it's crazy.
Like, yeah, but it works out for celebrities more because especially when you're new to the industry or whatever, like you look into a mentor and you want to talk to them.
Sorry.
No, okay. She over here giggling and I'm about to get serious. So basically tuning into this because in like the Portlock party, grooming and just uncomfortableness.
Oh yeah.
We didn't know how to write it. Because there's no such thing as casual. But
okay.
We wrote it down as casual harassment and assault.
Bro, because it goes underneath the microaggressions, right? But it's different. It's not. It's like these are micro.
No. Like it's not even like
sometimes let pass. They're like they're casual. These are micro like.
There are things like it'll make you uncomfortable, but you let it fly.
But it's not something like you can really like come.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's something you just have to let it.
Yeah,
you have to let it go, which is crazy.
Okay. We'll talk about. Let's talk about what we're talking about then.
Okay,
let's
say one of the so one example. We were saying belt loops. So we'll have obviously like we're out. We're wearing jeans or whatever. Like we're not wearing belts or anything. Like it. Even so, guys, and specifically for me, I don't know if a girl has done this to y'all, but guys will come up and just stick their finger in your belt loop and like pull you into them. And like, my belt loop, like, I physically cannot get away from that. Like, if you try to grab my hand,
and you can't even
yank my hand. Like, if you grab my belt loop, you have
to figure out which belt loop it is.
And you just gotta twist that. You have
to find out where your body, what part, where your body is going.
You also gotta check to find out who it is.
Yeah, they can yank you from literally anywhere. They can just stick out their hand and yank you. It's mad crazy.
Nah, that's definitely something
I know. And that's the reason I say belt loops and that, like, that it's a big one for me is because it happened at Portlock
too much,
and then it also happened at Rolling Loud, but to a crazy extent. Really? Like this. No, this is when we were watching Uzi. Like, yeah,
severely.
That's less casual, but yeah. But this guy had his finger in my belt loop, and because Natalie, like, we didn't get separated, but like, she was a row behind me, kind of. So he kept just being like, Rolling Loud. So he kept just being like, "Oh, I'm keeping track of your friend for you, like, mm-hmm. all this and that." But like,
but they wouldn't.
He kept trying to mac in my ear.
Yeah.
He kept pulling me into him. Like, it was, and like, he wouldn't let go.
Perfectly planned, because they had her, and I couldn't get up there because he was
there. Was in between.
Yeah. And then their friend was behind me, and their other friend was on the other side. So then they were like, "Oh, we're all in this together." Mind you, I'm just getting. felt up like the entire concert, and I'm just like, can I just like
enjoy Uzi, like,
my friend, and just like watch this concert?
But yeah, but,
like, the whole time trying to figure out like if someone's gonna touch my veege, like,
not the veege.
No, really.
Who calls it a veege? Why would you ever?
On the air, bro.
Because I was trying to make it so PG that no one know what I'm talking about. But
okay. No, but keeping it more like, because I want to keep it more on the like I said, it's not casual, because you can't call this casual.
What is the word?
But keeping it more on the casual side, because what happened at Rolling Loud
is something that could have been
like.
You definitely could have.
No, because their excuse would have been like, "I'm sorry, like, I can't control that because we're moshed."
Each other.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, that was more. That's to a higher extent than what I'm talking about. I'm talking about belt loops, or like, you know,
What else is another example?
Or the one thing I personally don't like, dancing on people at parties. Like, it's just something I'm just not that type of person. I don't know. Like, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm piping up my friends the entire time. It's just something I personally don't like doing. But then, and I especially. When Portlock, that one too, because I don't know people like that. Like, I didn't really know. And like, some guy came up to me and grabbed my belt loop, and I was like, "Oh, like, I'm not really like feeling dancing." And like, I was like, "Oh, I'm wearing jeans. I can't really dance or whatever." He's like, "Nah, I'll bend you over. Y'all can do the rest." And I was like,
"Oh,
nah."
I heard that.
And I was like, "Nah, I'm good." And he started pushing me, and I couldn't even see who he was either. Because I couldn't turn around and see who he was, because he had my belt loop, so I couldn't turn.
The belt loops! It's
and
the belt loops,
I kept giving LaRon the eyes, and I was like, "Yo, who's this? LaRon, who's behind me right now?" And LaRon didn't know who he was either. It was some random guy.
She literally asked me, "Who is it?" And I said the words, "I don't know."
Yeah. I remember I had to dance on some guy for like 0.5 seconds so that I could finally turn around and say no.
And that's why I ended up
doing it. Here's another one.
I was like, "Oh, I have to wait for them to chill for me to
before you can..."
Yeah, no.
Right. Because they have their whole hands around you. And that's another thing. This one wasn't even a belt loop thing.
Arms around.
It had been 15, not even 15 minutes of me being in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was, we were barely in there. Some random guy I've never seen before in my life comes up from behind me.
Yeah,
I didn't even see him. I didn't see his face. Crazy. Nothing. I had no idea he was even coming at me.
Yeah, we hadn't.
And he comes up behind me, grabs my waist, and tilts and tries to bend me forward.
You over. And the issue was,
I didn't even know he was coming.
It was happening. I saw him come by. I thought this man was just walking through because we were like pressed.
That's what
up.
I thought.
So I thought he was just gonna walk by. I'm staring at him straight in his face. Literally, but I see his like whole arm, like just,
and he just tries to
forward.
Yeah.
Also,
and
the crazy thing over with their consent, because being bent over, I'm so sorry, is like so like. That is intimate,
yeah,
and if it's someone that you don't know or somebody you don't like, it's low-key demoralizing.
Unless people could have fun doing that.
Some people genuinely, like, they want to twerk like that, that's fine.
Yeah, she's saying without consent, that's fine. If I'm dancing on you
and you're like, "I'm going to bend you over," like, I'm going to have to say something about it. Be like, "Oh, chill, I'll start going down." Do not force my body down. Absolutely not.
That's a fact.
No, but he, and here's what, here's, because
I was.
That, like I said, I'm trying to keep this more on the casual side. And why I bring up what the thing with me where he put his hands around my, the second I turned around and was like, what? He let go and kept walking. Didn't say anything, and he just walked away. And so that's why it's something like, what was I going to do? Like, make a whole scene over that, like,
10-second
interaction? Like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, that would make no sense. All this and that. But it's something that makes you feel uncomfortable, but you can't say anything about it.
I don't know what else is, like, another thing that happens.
Low-key is making me think about a few weeks, like, ago, whatever, when that one... Remember when the white girl said, like, she got, like, sexually assaulted at the Portlock party, and it was because, like, she didn't like the way she was, like, getting danced on, and, like,
people were dancing.
Yeah. No, but was she just saying the same thing that we've been saying, but, like, wasn't as, like, accustomed to it, so it was a case? Not a case, but, like, she more saw it as a case. Like,
what happened to me, but her, because she doesn't, like, she's not used to the dancing. And,
like, should we be, like...
I get that. No, but...
I couldn't remember, because I would say that's like a cultural thing.
Yeah,
like there's just some things that you like have an understanding of. Honestly, but low-key, I wouldn't be like charged of, like, and be like, girls I was being assaulted. Put up with
too much though.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like I was assaulted at the party. Yeah, no, shit was happening. Done all that. I would just be like, they like, wilding out.
Cool. Yeah, like cool out.
I see what's happening, my friend.
Right.
True. We're all friends with the girls that dance a whole bunch too. So
right,
I'm like, at least that's not happening to me.
Right. okay. So sorry,
it wasn't that funny. It's just Natalie made a face. But
yeah, okay. So I think only because time, I think we should move on to another topic.
Okay.
And this is one Amaya put in.
Which one?
I put in something
about Tinder.
Oh yeah.
Oh. That was like a last harassment. Last.
Oh.
I saw you put that in there. That was funny.
If we want to talk about it. All right, we're talking about Tinder in college. Talk about, is it normalized? Is it like worse on campus, on college campuses? Like, not worse, but is it more popping than on college campus than other places?
Mm-hmm.
And I talked about when you see a person you match with or you saw on Tinder and then you see them in person.
That has never happened to me. Here's my experience with Tinder on a college campus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never
I said, oh wow, I'm finally allowed, like, not even finally, but like, oh wow, like, I can be on this app again. I turned the app on, swiped three times, like no exaggeration, only three times. I said, all three of them, people from Lafayette. I said, absolutely not. I logged out and I shut the app because I was like, you're not about to have my profile circling. Yeah. Exactly. But it circles for like a week afterwards. So some like people were coming up, not even people, but a few were on some like, ooh, saw your profile.
Yikes.
I swiped three times.
Nah, I couldn't.
And was in the app for 5 minutes.
That's why I don't want to do it. Is because like,
it's crazy.
It's not like there's anything wrong with Tinder, but I don't want anyone I know knowing I'm on.
That's awkward to me.
It's so awkward.
Yeah,
and, like, I don't
unless also, I'm making friends or something.
Nah, because in DC, like my friends would be like, download Tinder. I downloaded Tinder over like the summer for like fun games because my friend wanted to swipe. Mm-hmm. Man, oh man, I got caught up.
Yo, I remember that.
Yeah, I like, bro, I like don't know how the app works. Like, I really be forgetting, oh like, which way God. To swipe. Which direction?
I used to do the my same ex, thing.
Come on now.
She my swiped ex, on her ex.
My ex. And I was like, oh, it's time to shut it down. And then I opened she up a She literally but that always happens logged out.
She was like, how do you delete like, an account?
Literally, my friend had the phone. My friend had the phone because I kept swiping wrong. Like, yeah. I kept on messing it up.
No, she literally she called me to complain that she couldn't do it right.
For 5 seconds, funny. And I swiped right on my ex. Out of all people.
That's right.
Bro, I don't understand Tinder. I don't want to see anybody.
Same.
I know people. Okay, funny thing. I know only one singular person. And you guys might know, you guys definitely know who I'm talking about when I explain it. But like one person that has had many successful hookups on Tinder and nobody knows their business.
Wait.
And I don't know how. I mean, except for them telling people. But like, yeah, it's the only person that I know.
No, that's.
That has successful Tinder hookups on this campus.
Yeah.
Successful.
And I've heard a few
I've
stories.
I've never in my life heard of anybody else
I signed up
that has a success not, like that.
Actually, I have heard of it, but it was when there was less people on campus. I signed up for it, like, low-key as a joke over winter break. Because all the girls, I was like, is there a basketball
true,
season?
They did.
No one was on campus. There's only, like, a select few. So I was like, no, I'm not really going to know anyone. Like, it's fine. Yeah. I might as well. And they were like, wow, you got to do it.
They were.
They that really person, well. Before, like, the entire semester leading up to it, even when people were on campus, had a lot of success stories.
Yeah.
Was having fun all whatever. Well, and I was like, true. Word. Like, that's
I forgot
a good,
them.
Like, okay. That's a good one. So I was like, all right, bet. I'll do that one. Wait, no, I don't know if we're even thinking of the same person, but
no, but
where we are. But yeah. Either way, and I did it, and then as soon as I saw this one person, and like I didn't know who he was or whatever, I had like whatever, and then I saw him on campus one of those days, and I was like, no, I'm done, and I immediately deleted the app because I cannot do that. Like I saw him on campus, that's I was funny. Like, they know me.
No,
they
that's the whole see thing. Though, they know what like, I like. Nah. I can't do it. With there's too many oh, Lafayette people. Like there's something about that. Like Lafayette I'm. You go on Tinder to go on. To like see people you don't know,
yeah.
I mean, and I know I these people.
Look at your faces all the time. Lafayette
people, I would talk to you in person. Like,
no, for real, honestly, though, I would. I don't. It's not even. I'm not even intimidated by anybody anymore. Like honestly, like go talk to somebody. If I really wanted to, I'd do it. Y'all not intimidated. I'd do whatever I want.
No, but I get what you're saying, but like.
But I no, just, I used to feel intimidated. Like I used to be like, oh my god,
I just have too much social anxiety for that. I just am not doing. I wouldn't even talk to. I don't. I'll talk to you for like an hour on a weekend. But as soon as I see you on the weekend,
yeah, we talked about that. Like,
I don't know who you are. I'm so sorry.
I don't know nobody during the.
But no, if I really,
it's not
really
because I don't want to talk to you and I didn't have a good time. It's just I will overthink it and I'll be like, nah, I can't do it. I can't do it. Like, and I'll just shut down and keep walking.
Weird. I got that.
I don't talk to nobody. I mean, like, no, I don't talk to anybody just because I'm focused all week. Then if you catch me on a Friday night or a Saturday night, I'll be your best friend. But anything other than that, yeah, no.
Nah, but going back to the Tinder thing, I know some people also do it just because they just want to kind of catch other people lacking. Like, type bored. Like,
yeah, they used to do that in high school.
But they want to just see, like, I want to see who I can find from Lafayette. Like, I just want to whatever.
And, like, roast them. But, like, the stupid thing is they see you, too. Even if you say it's all jokes, like, you on it.
It takes, a certain friend who's, okay with that. Like, those people, like, that's, it's funny. I'm going to live through them.
And catch them lacking.
But they've also caught some people, like. Getting caught up,
but
like
my
they got
friend,
a boyfriend, girlfriend,
yes,
or something like that.
That's what happened to
like
my friend.
How do you guys like?
My
you really
friend
can't...
was like, bro, she found out her boyfriend was cheating on her because one of her friends told her that another friend matched him on Tinder and was talking to
that
him.
That just feels like the dumbest way to cheat, though. Because
get
it's
on Tinder,
such evidence. Like anyone
like,
can match with you in the area.
Like you
were okay with getting caught by that point.
Yeah,
because you
are
got
dumb.
It in the face.
Or they do like they try to switch up the apps so they do like Hinge. My friend met her girlfriend on Hinge. So cute. Hinge, Bumble, Tinder. What's another one?
Honey.
No.
I don't know.
No.
All right. Either way, Tinder on.
Stop trying to
couch.
Switch it up. They're
for
on
some
all of
people,
them.
But it's not.
They're
not
on
all
of them.
Anyway.
She laughs
no, no, because I almost said a saying that's not suitable for air.
That's terrible.
we are running out of time, so I think we're gonna do one thing, one pop culture thing that actually shocked me.
Only say 30
and then
minutes.
We'll go to upcoming.
Okay.
Word. So pop culture that when my friend told me while I was on FaceTime with her and Natalie also heard. Our jaws dropped. We gasped for air.
Do you think it's true, though? All right, if we're saying the same one.
We're saying the same
you
one.
You think she would...
The rumor is...
No.
Anyway. The rumor is that Rihanna is pregnant.
I don't believe it.
With ASAP Rocky's
that would be
baby.
That child. I would love
that
to come
child?
Out
like a caramel drop. Caramel. Caramel drop.
Y'all, we saw ASAP
so
Rocky at Rolling Loud.
Freaking beautiful.
Oh,
it doesn't matter
my
if it's
God.
A boy. It doesn't matter if it's a girl.
Oh my gosh.
But either way, I don't think it's true at all.
I just
don't
think
I'm really,
she's at that well,
I don't,
is
yeah.
she at that point in her career where she can do it? Because
I don't
she's
think
had
she's
so
type.
Many drops. She's had so many Fenty.
She isn't that
Fenty
type.
Savage.
I don't think she's that type at all.
It's too soon. I feel like that's so soon
I
for her.
I think it's one too soon for her. And also,
she's not
going to
make any more music.
She's the type to kind of want to like
she
live her like
do her
single gal life for too long.
You know she's it. Had R9 like her newest album just sitting in the files for
and that's
years.
Why she makes me mad. Can you
years
also
just
there's
drop
always
the album,
pregnancy
Rihanna.
Rumors like there's pregnancy rumor like every year with her. Like I feel like I've heard of this several times,
bro. But I their haven't. Baby would be so cute.
What a beautiful child.
That
you know what? Like,
so
I'm happy for
cute.
Them if it is true. If it isn't, I have some issues with ASAP Rocky because he's a tad bit colorist. But, you know, I'll subside it because I know that their child is going to be of color and melanated either way. So he's going to have to backtrack some things that he said about black, dark skinned women. So
I hope he has a girl. And I hope that girl has to read it.
Yeah, and he feels stupid. He says so many problematic things about dark skinned women. I still stand him, but like I don't stand, but like I stand, but it's just like he be irking me. So I really hope he has a dark skinned child or any color. But yeah,
word.
What else?
I think upcoming, and then we gotta sign upcoming. Out.
Guys, on Friday, G Herbo's coming.
To One Center.
If you're driving your car, hot beep. If you're going G Herbo, that's a little fun, a little no one's listening.
What? Anyways, beep past courts? Like what?
No, just like beep. Car. Just a little beep beep.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, G Herbo. Yep. I hope you all have fun.
Yeah, I won't be in attendance. But to everybody is. Like, I feel like I hope you guys have fun. Send me your videos afterwards so I can post them and pretend like I was there, and I'll call it a day. Brent
album.
No, but yeah, Brent is dropping. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I will just be listening to that and having a blast. Enjoying my night.
I forgot about that.
Enjoying my night.
And then what else? Is that it? Finals? Let's not talk about that. That'll make me so sad.
I already got finals due this weekend.
Yeah, me too. My whole week is finals. I don't really know.
Dang.
I am dying.
How I'm going to deal with that.
Right. But, other than that, you know, we're just trying to survive.
What's cuffing season, Stans?
Oh.
Is it just me?
Oh,
it is.
Oh, well, tomorrow is cuffing season.
Officially the cuffing season. Oh. And let me tell you.
Oh, we've gone through tryouts. We've gone through preseason.
Yeah, I see that reflected in social media. Everyone is in a relationship. Why do I feel like my whole TikTok feed, all the comments are, I hope my next breath is my last.
Yes,
like,
bro, everyone.
Those TikToks of the people that just broke up.
Oh, that is hilarious.
And it seems like the person's dead.
Like, they seem so depressed.
Hate to see it,
but like, I'm kind of happy.
Did you see that TikTok? He was like, y'all really thought we were like kidding about praying on y'all downfall. Yeah. Like, we just gonna sit here and watch. Like, these people were in happy relationships and they're over here distraught and they're posting it on TikTok.
You know what TikTok trend is killing me? Is the one where it's like, brush my teeth before I see my queen or whatever.
And the guy's lining down the wall.
Yeah, but it's like, always the ugly ass guys. Yeah,
and the beautiful girls.
So funny. But not everyone's in relationships. I will hope my next breath is my last.
Word.
Yay, cuffing season.
She needs to D-I-E.
Yo, can we just adjust
D-I-E. I'm doing well.
I do this every time. But the difference between us in the beginning of cuffing season to now is so sad.
I'm chilly willing.
Nah, I'm talking about perspective. We were like, yeah, I got whatever. Like, I'm ready for it. Like, I think we got it in the back. A dream.
She happy as a clam over here. So it's just us.
Oh, facts.
I'm chilling.
Anyway.
Word.
Y'all got it.
But I'll put it into perspective. And yeah, it's sad.
Yeah.
As heck.
It was sad definitely last week.
Yeah. Listen.
It's also because there's so many new
things
people.
Things change
like, oh, I just
so
met
quickly.
This person. Nah.
Nope.
Nah.
No.
It was cold. Sad. I'm getting like paler. It's going to be even harder to pull.
Yikes. Dang.
Jesus.
Yikes.
Oh,
2 weeks left. I can pull it through. I can pull it through, and then I don't gotta see anybody's faces for like a month or so.
You know what?
I think I scratched my ear.
Okay.
Sorry.
2 weeks of cuffing season is away from campus. Word.
What'd you say?
You gonna get you a home boo?
What'd you just say?
Yep.
A boo from home? I'd rather.
I said can 2 weeks new? Away. Alive. Like 2 weeks of cuffing season is like off campus.
Bro, I don't.
So I'm ready.
I'll pass on that one.
Put me in, coach.
Ugh. But yikes. Why do we always end it on this? I feel like we need to start with it or something. Because
it always makes us like,
like we just get sad. Quiet and like, all right, bye
stop,
guys.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, okay, we have another. Euphoria season 2 is coming out. I'm trying to do our happy thing. Yay, we're so excited.
I'm so excited.
Yay.
Watch the trailer, guys. January 9th.
Watch it as soon as we get back.
So
to our
good.
Dorm.
So excited.
Should I watch it on the big screen?
Just project it.
Yeah, project it.
Yes, ma'am.
So we will catch you guys. Next week, it will be our last podcast.
We got to come up with some good topics.
Episode of the year before
2022.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
Oh my God. 2022. Who knew we were going to make it? I didn't think I was going to make it to this year. Anyways. But yeah, crazy.
Word. It's whatever, y'all.
It's whatever.
Bye.